This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Intersect Conference here in lovely Houston, Texas. And look who is here in the studio lounge, Mr. Kyle Stutzman from Pure IT, Credit Union Services, and Janusee.
And Janusee, right.
Janusee.
It's close enough. We're getting there.
Well, there's a U in the middle there. I want to pronounce the U.
It's a name. Right. So we can pronounce it how we want.
Janusee.
It's a name.
Janusee.
Yeah, exactly.
Janusee. Mm-hmm. Janusee.
Yep.
Remember that, Janusee. we're talking about the conference.
We are.
And what's taking place here. Mm-hmm. And and you're going to be talking tomorrow. We're going to get a little preview on your session tomorrow. We can do that right now. How about that?
Yeah, I'm very excited about the session tomorrow, which is odd because it's not a topic that you would normally hear me say those words before.
Okay.
Vendor due diligence.
Yeah, that's
right?
The topic. I mean, evolving vendor due diligence.
How exciting.
I think it's
that
important, though, because
more
credit unions are getting involved with more vendors as more and more fintechs pop up, or
right,
vendors, if you will, in that space. The more due diligence, the more management needs to be done there. So obviously,
you third-party risk, fourth-party risk,
there you go. Yep.
And the confusion that comes from the clarity from our regulators just adds to the fun.
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely.
I mean, I think there was some clarity done recently,
mm-hmm,
I think in the last 6 months, and about how we should make sure we're doing risk-based, and there's certain vendor types that have more risk. And it was just interesting as I was preparing. I'm only facilitating, so let's start there.
Oh.
I have four wonderful people joining us, just looking. Idris from Cornerstone.
Oh, yeah.
Stephanie from Baxter.
Yes.
Ben Corman from DCU. David Whitwell from Splunk. They're all going to be there talking about the vendor due diligence, and I'm just facilitating the conversation.
And most of those people are going to be here tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So
they better be, or my panel will be a little light.
Oh.
Yes.
They're going to be actually in here on the couch.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. They're
okay.
Going to be talking about, well, their session with you.
That's awesome.
Facilitator,
yeah,
moderator.
Yeah. So back to that point, even the clarity gets confused for all of us. So there was this statement that was made, and it talked about the various levels of risk, and there's certain categories that might be of more risk to community financial institutions, specifically credit unions, when
mm-hmm,
it was, you know, passed through the NCUA. And all of a sudden, there were some credit unions that's like, oh, well, we can't really work with those vendors or those categories now because they're high risk. And that wasn't the NCUA's intent, based
right
on the last two clarifications they've made.
Okay.
To say, hey, vendor due diligence is about making sure you're doing the right due diligence based on the risk. We
right
weren't,
right,
we were given examples. We weren't telling you not to work with these people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small example of kind of the challenge it is when you try to clarify what's vendor due diligence,
mm-hmm,
what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have those conversations. We're going to talk some things around what is it that you have to collect. There's standards that we have that maybe are standards and maybe are recommendations,
mm-hmm,
that we've made standards.
Mm-hmm.
So do you need a SOC 2? The general assumption is yes,
mm-hmm,
and that's on all of our checklists.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when you're working with a new fintech or working with a new company that hasn't had the age or history to even get through a SOC 2?
Right.
Well,
right,
then what is your vendor due diligence?
Right.
And there's some people on the panel that have some great experience doing,
ooh,
that because they're in some,
okay,
innovative credit unions who are pushing the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, well, we have to validate that this is a good vendor and one that we can work with. But they are not going to have a SOC 2 yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be a fun conversation.
Okay, and the,
yeah,
significance of all this is security. I'm trying to think of some other reasons that are escaping me
business
right now.
Business continuity. Yeah, security, cyber risk, you know, private reputation,
mm-hmm,
all of those
finance,
things.
Finance, make sure,
yeah,
the finance is in play. Okay.
Yeah, and it's almost a paradox that I find intriguing, so I'm interested to see. I get to facilitate so I can ask some questions, and then they get to have, like, we'll see how they answer them. So a paradox of we're going to work together.
Okay.
So I'm a credit union, you're a fintech,
mm-hmm,
and you may have a skill set and abilities that I don't have. That's why I want to work with you. That's why I'm outsourcing a component of it.
Okay.
But guess whose responsibility it is to understand the risk and the business? It's still mine.
Sure.
So here I am working with you, but in order to make sure I do the right due diligence, I have to understand your business and your processes enough,
mm-hmm,
to explain it both to my business leaders,
mm-hmm,
as well as my examiners,
mm-hmm,
and to quantify the risk that's really proposed to me through this relationship.
Right.
And so it's a challenging thing for all of us to do. It's just gonna be interesting to hear all those four parties from different perspectives.
That's what I was thinking too.
Share how they go through it. Because it is, we're not just working with a credit union, we're working with different size credit unions, we're working with different vendors, and you know, even ones that are doing tool sets and security components. Yeah.
And that's the beauty of that panel, because you're getting it from the credit union perspective, you're getting it from the vendor perspective, and then the facilitator perspective as well. So yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Party.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. Let's get back to the conference as a whole. I mean, we're almost through day one.
Yeah.
So how's it gone so far, your opinion?
It's gone great.
Good.
Yeah, it's fun to see. This is a different group of people than I often get to see at some conferences.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You have your core or your vendor-specific conferences. This one, of course, the NCU ISO is part of the glue that comes together. Mm-hmm. But Pure IT really partnered with them because we wanted something that is more focused on this larger view of technology and security and risk. And so that's the kind of mix of people that we have here, and it's fun. We're seeing different people from both leadership and practitioners and team leads all kind of coming together having these conversations.
This is the most different conference I've been to yet.
Okay.
And I mean that in a good way.
Good.
Because there are people here that I have never met before, but they are so niche in what they do as far as security goes or compliance or risk management, all that type of stuff. So it's really cool to talk to them, and from a selfish point of view, I get to learn from them as well.
Right.
So I'm really enjoying that aspect of it. So it's really, really cool. So
these are the same people that talk to and work with the people you see at other conferences over and over again, who are in executive or leadership positions. But these are the people that are helping shape and work across, and that's part of the point of the conference. This is not just a niche that they're working with. They really have to work with the whole enterprise. Fraud and risk and cybersecurity and technology all are coming together, and that's what gives you a much better view.
Yeah.
So we're excited for those conversations. And then we have some great vendors. I mean, we have some traditional security vendors that are here, that are serving the industry already, some new ones, and then we have some big players like Microsoft and Azure conversation is going on right now. We have an AWS conversation later. Right, the NCUA has a conversation. So those are good things to have at a conference like this. Rarely do we have those kind of people in some of the other conferences that we get to go to.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I'm loving it. So this is really cool, and it's such a learning experience for me. So I'm really enjoying it, and so I hope the conversations that we get to deliver, folks will get to learn as well on not only how significant it is, but how timely it is and vital this stuff is for a credit union. Because a lot of times it's a notebook and you put it on the shelf and then it gets dusty and like, oh, wait a minute, we should probably have looked at that a month ago. Whereas, you know, I'm learning that you really have to be proactive in this space in order to keep ahead of it. Because if you're not, you're really going to be, you can't be reactive here. And not anymore, at least, I don't think.
Well, we've spent the last 2 years moving quicker than most of the industries used to move.
Yeah.
Right? So all of a sudden we have more remote workers. We have new ways of accessing. We have new systems that are brought in. We had to expand call center services using remote staff for call center. There may be from fintechs, as you mentioned, are now in the mix.
Yep.
So this is a perfect time to have this conversation. What has happened and how well have we gone through that? Which there's some great examples of how well credit unions have quickly adapted to serve, but then also risk profiles change, security profiles change, technology stacks change.
Yeah.
So how all these things come together, and we really are, you know, in a strong posture, I think was one of the words used in one of the early sessions.
That was deep.
In a good posture to take action forward, not just be prepared if something comes at us, but to your point, we need to be actively working forward and not just scaring people because there's plenty of things to be scared about. But how do we take steps that help put the institutions in a good spot?
Which would put you in a comfortable spot. Well, I don't think you ever want to be comfortable in this spot.
If you talk to people at this conference, they're never going to be comfortable, right?
That's a word that
they have
exist,
a security, they have a viewpoint of the world that knows all of the risks.
I chose and the wrong word. I apologize.
But that's part of their world.
And,
and so how can you work? They also talked about the concept of potentially becoming numb to the repeated cycle of, oh, here's a new vulnerability. Oh, here's a new risk.
Yeah,
and you need to attack this.
Yeah.
And people in the room here know that that's a world they live in, and some of them will eat that up, and some of them will stay on top of it, but then they can't let that become numb for boards and executives and other business leaders who aren't used to that,
right,
and you know, need some help from context and tying it into the business goals.
Indeed. Yeah. What do you want, having said all of that, what do you want folks to leave here with on Wednesday?
Well, one is that we hope from a conference standpoint that there's strength in seeing all of the others going through a similar journey that they're going through. You mentioned that there are people here that you have not seen at other conferences.
Yeah.
They have a tie into this interest in the technology, security, risk, compliance things that are all being bound together.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives people another contact, another person to reach out to share their journey and to ask questions. And that's what the NCU ISO does. So hopefully, you know, they're continue to be a conduit for that. And other than that, to get some new exposure. A lot of our industry, while we're very collaborative, will work on their own. Like a lot of these staff positions, even the leadership positions, you know, we're not really mature or overstaffed in this area at all.
Mm-hmm.
It may only be one or two people or a very small department that's bearing the load of this for your institution. So this is a way that they get some input and they find a community that can help strengthen this and hopefully help the whole industry.
Yeah, they have a voice.
Yeah.
Get a
yeah.
Give them a voice for sure. Hey, before I let you go, let's talk a little bit about Janicy.
Sure.
Or Janicy, however you want to pronounce it.
It's good, Janicy.
Tell me about this. Yeah, because this is, I don't want to say it's brand new, but it's almost brand new.
It is new. So we brought together an interface with UFX, which is a long history, you know, putting together standards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been great for us to bring that forward, working with Bonify to bring that into Janicy. And we're working with Kiva Group, which we had worked on some interfaces, and we took that and brought it into Janicy with myself and other resources from Pure IT. And so we come to the industry with a unique opportunity to say, we have existing technology that is being used in production that can connect credit unions to fintechs, credit unions to software providers. We have an integration platform that can start to solve that problem for our industry and unlock a lot of innovation that's been blocked. So there may be 10,000 fintechs, but how many of them can work with our systems and our cores? That's the whole goal of why Janicy's here. When we were, you know, at Pure IT, we continuously work on roadmaps and strategies with credit unions. And here's where we want to go, but our choices are limited, not because there isn't solutions out there, but they're limited because we can't work to integrate the systems. We don't, most credit unions don't have the cloud resources, the DevOps resources, the developers, or any of the maturity around those practices to go do these themselves. And it's not their business.
Right.
So if we can have a platform that does that for them, which is what we have, and then walk with them through an integration, so you come onto the platform, but you don't need the developers, you don't need the DevOps people, you don't need cloud resources, we just need to get you connected to the platform, then you have access to those fintech solutions that you want.
All right.
And there's a lot of good initial success. I mean, we got digital banking, quick loans that are there. There's digital identities and account opening conversations. There's CRM and data partners, conversational AI. A lot of things going on where people are either already using the solution or in the pilot program as we're rolling forward.
Okay.
We're very
excited. Which almost brings us full circle to your session that's going to take place on
vendor due diligence.
On vendor due diligence.
Right.
You kind of mentioned that earlier. So I went, oh, there's a connection there. So good stuff. All right.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Anything else to add to wrap up here, sir?
No, it's just an honor to have the conference after two delays during the pandemic and a great venue. We're here at the Sonesta in Houston, and they worked with us to find additional times and move dates, and then all of the people that stuck with us to have the conference. It's really exciting, and Pure IT is a small part of the organization, you know, helping put it together. It's really meant to be something that doesn't, it's not to promote us, it's helped to push the NCO ISO and push kind of this focus in the industry. There's Qunitech, but there's not a lot that really has this, not any that have the larger focus, but we're mixing them together.
Yep.
But we want something a little more independent so that people can get together and share ideas.
And hence the name, Intersect. Intersecting these things, really good stuff.
Yeah.
And it's really vital for credit unions right now. I love the timeliness of all of this that you guys are presenting, so it's good stuff. All right, Kyle, well, I'm going to let you get back at it. I know you
have
a lot of people here to see and prep for your session tomorrow, which is going to be a lot of fun as well. So, but thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mike. All right, very good.
There he is, Kyle Stutzman, Janicy. Go check him out.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.